Putting 10 minutes on the Windows Phone 7 timer app. Welcome back to the Countdown Show for TechEd Europe 2012. I am Mark DeFalco, at Mark DeFalco on Twitter. You can also reach us, of course, at TechEd_Europe or at our website, europe.msteched.com. We are now 14 weeks away from the conference. That is less than 100 days, June 26th to 29th. Pre-conference seminars on June 25th. We've got 12 tracks, hundreds of sessions. Don't forget the early bird special ends March 31st. Save 300 euros if you book before then. So now again is your time to go look at the sessions that are up there. Find a couple that'll convince your boss that this is the right conference for you this year, because you're gonna have a lot of opportunity to reach our industry experts, to reach our speakers, and one-on-one time with product groups. We're going to be talking today a little bit about the people and the meeting up with fellow countrymen, the people who will be there. There's actually a ton of things that you can do. We just had a couple updates on our website. There's a social tab now that has small little snippets of information about some of the events that we'll be having throughout the week. There's a ton of information to come on those later, but they're going to have little teasers for you. There's also Facebook cover images. Mm-hmm. There, we try to be a little clever. Your badge, TechEd badge, matches up with your profile image, so it's kind of neat. We have one both for men and women. We have also what we like to call blog bling. So if you have a blog, want to put up on your right rail an image saying that you're come see me speaking or attending rather at TechEd, feel free to put those up as well. As for those events that are on there, Tuesday is our welcome reception. It's being held in the Tech Expo Hall. We'll have a ton more information about that as well later on, but it's going to be a good time to meet with Microsoft partners and product groups and just kick off the week to meeting the people that you're gonna be sharing those breakout rooms with. On Wednesday, we have the delegate party. Can't say much more about that right now, but soon. Thursday, Ask the Experts is really your prime time for one-on-one time with many people from our product groups, all the speakers that you've seen at the show, and a bunch of other people we'll bring in. There's also Birds of a Feather, which are proposed by attendees and delegates and moderated by delegates as well. So it's a good time to have those off-topic discussions or continue a conversation that was held during Q&A, during a session, or anything in between.
They're very fun. I've been to some of those.
Yeah, it's a good time for just off, like it's not the lecture anymore, and it's really just, collaborations. It's a lot like a user group meeting. Yeah. And then the other thing you may notice on the webpage is we have put up our delegate directory. And if you're registered for the conference, you can go view who's going to be there. It's a great way to start making connections before the show or during the show. If you have to look someone up and you forgot exactly where they're from, find people from your industry, country, locale, name, bunch of different options. Yeah. Since this is Europe, we have people from many, many different countries. And with me today is Vikram from Microsoft Research, who works on machine translation. Maybe we can give a little introduction.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here. I have been to TechEd Europe in the past and loved the event. It's a fun place to go. Mm-hmm. You meet lots of very interesting people and learn a lot about kind of the diversity of technology from Microsoft and the diversity of people who use that technology. So I'm Vikram. I'm the Director of Product Management for the Microsoft Translator product. We are part of Microsoft Research. Mm-hmm. We do the technology that powers a lot of features in many Microsoft products, you name it, right? Office, Bing, all these products. And also now for a lot of partner products, like, you might have used our technology while using Facebook recently.
It's interesting now, especially working on, again, TechEd Europe. We'll see tweets and Facebook messages and everything come in every language you can think of. And we have a couple bilingual people on my team. I don't know if you speak multiple languages.
Yeah, I do, but
you're kind of limited to what you have. So having these tools at your disposal is absolutely perfect for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're in Amsterdam and you want to find a really interesting restaurant, mm-hmm. some local restaurant. You know, it's usually if you just search the English web, for instance, it's tough to find like those like hidden gems, for instance.
Right, right. Well, one other place you may have been able to use this product is on the Tech Ed Europe website. A lot of people actually have noticed already that we put up a select your language little drop down on the top right of the page. And if you click there, we have, it's over 30 languages,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, it's 37 languages now, but we keep adding new languages, so, you know, I lose count.
And it goes through, and it'll actually translate the page for you. And that's not just doing, like, a word-by-word translation or...
No, it's not. It's actually a very sophisticated piece of technology. So this came out of Microsoft Research, about a decade of natural language processing research. Yeah. Oh. And it's a machine learning system, right? It's a statistical machine translation system. That's kind of the contrast from, say, a rule-based system, right? So it's trained on a lot of data and learns from it and builds a language model from it. So it's very sophisticated. It uses probabilities and walks through a sentence and, you know, really figures out, like, what's the highest probability of translation for a given translation. So it's much more sophisticated than doing just a word-by-word translation.
Right, right. So there's context involved. There's sentences. Actually, if you look, if you hover over text that's already been translated, it'll show you kind of the phrase or the sentence that it did in the original. And
that's right. So we have got some really interesting features. One is this progressive rendering, which, you know, it renders the page, like translates the page progressively. So it just replaces the original sentence with the translated sentence. But then when you hover over that sentence, it'll also show you the original sentence in a little pop-up. So that way, you know, machine translation is not perfect all the time.
Right.
So this gives you enough context for, you know, for what it was translated from.
When I was first introduced to the widget, actually, I remember going to Raymond Chen's blog, The Old New Thing. And he has his front page, he blogs a ton, so he has about 15 or 20 app checks on there. You can actually watch it, scroll down, watch it translating piece by piece, and it's kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, and you can navigate around the site, and as long as the widget, this little piece of code, is integrated into your site, you can keep translating. It's like you can have a completely, you know, multilingual experience.
Yeah, and I can attest to implementing this was literally going, getting the widget code, dropping it in the page. I spent more time styling it and things like that. The functionality works right out of the box.
Yeah, I mean, it's designed for people to not have to code much, right? Like, it's like, if you don't want to code anything, you don't have to, right? You copy this little piece of JavaScript and paste it into your source code, and then you're good to go. The widget appears. If you have people come from a different, like a browser set to a different language, it appears in their language. You can set options to automatically translate. There's a lot of really interesting features that are very powerful for anyone who has a web page.
Yeah, one of the pieces of feedback we got immediately was like, oh, like this generally makes sense, but there's some improvements. And one thing you brought to my attention is there's actually a collaborative mode.
Feature, yeah. I mean, someone was saying to me that, oh, this is like a Wikipedia approach to, you know, to translation, right? So it is, in a way, right? So you can enable the collaborative functionality in the widget. It's just a checkbox, right? And what it allows you to do is work with your community to improve the translation, so tailor the translations to your content. So if somebody looks at something and says, oh, I would have translated it this way, it gives people an opportunity to provide that feedback, and then you can nominate certain people that you trust as being kind of the moderators. So they can go in and approve those translations, and then that becomes the default translation. That becomes authoritative translation. So I definitely encourage you guys to
do that. Thanks to Vikram and his team, we'll be implementing it on the Tech Ed Europe website, so that we'll be able to take feedback from our delegates or from the community at large and improve our own translations. So you said that this has been 10 years of work. What are the parts you're working on now, and what can we look at for the future?
So we have, we've been fairly comprehensive about how we approach this problem. And since this is coming from Microsoft Research, you know, you'll see a lot of innovation kind of transferring over into the product. So we are very proud to basically be able to power billions of translations every day. We do everything from, you know, highly commercially, you know, useful technologies. But also, you know, we do things like we helped with the Haitian Creole translation when the earthquake happened in Haiti.
Right.
So recently we started partnering with communities for like low data languages to really empower them to preserve their languages by adding them to the machine translation system themselves. So along those lines, there are some really breakthroughs that, you know, some innovations that I cannot talk about yet, but we might talk it.